Okay. I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Doug Arnold, a professor at the University of Minnesota and President-elect of SIAM, and we're talking about Doug's AMS MAA invited address. The title is Stability, Consistency, and Convergence, Modern Variations on a Classical Theme. So, Doug, can you give us some idea about what your address is going to be about?
Well, stability is one of the key concepts of numerical analysis. It's akin to the well-posedness which underlies many problems in mathematics, in particular in analysis, and especially in partial differential equations. And like those, it's a very subtle concept. Understanding stability and instability in numerical analysis has been a theme that was important at least since the beginning of the 20th century. And you can think of famous papers like the paper of Neumann and Goldstein, the 1947 that many people consider the first paper in modern numerical analysis that talked about stability of algorithms for computing linear algebra problems, or even going further back to the famous paper of Courant, Friedrichs, and Levy in 1927, where the CFL condition was invented. That paper, in some sense, showed that you could have a well-posed problem and do something which was consistent, that is, which seemed like was a good approximation of the problem, and yet get a very unstable numerical method. It showed already the subtlety of stability, and it's something that still confuses people, which we have to show our students in numerical analysis on a regular basis so it doesn't lead them astray. So I want to talk about how this has transferred into the modern era, how there are still tremendous challenges in coming up with stable algorithms for important problems that exist, how still things that seem very natural can lead to instabilities, which can either be very big and obvious problems or sometimes can be such not so obvious subtle problems, which can even be worse. And then I want to talk about recent research which has shown that you can elucidate this situation and get a lot of understanding by using rather deep mathematics that comes from various fields like differential geometry and algebraic topology.
You mentioned sometimes when the problems are not so obvious, that's when it can be really dangerous. Something might look good, but it could be terrible.
Exactly, and that does happen.
Could you tell us a couple of examples where these issues come into play?
Well, I'm mostly going to be thinking about the numerical solution of partial differential equations that come up, for example, in engineering applications, in the analysis and structures and so forth. An example that I regard as, you know, a good example to keep in mind was a computation that was made for an offshore oil platform by the state oil company in Norway, Statoil. This was the Sleipner A oil platform in 1991. This is what happened. You build these oil platforms. What you have to do is you have to put a foundation at the bottom of the sea, in this case, the bottom of Gansfjord near Stavanger, Norway. I think it's 82 meters below the surface. So you take some immense concrete tanks. They float because they're full of air, and then you slowly allow water to enter them so they slowly sink to the seafloor, and they will later support this immense oil platform on which hundreds of people and tens of thousands of tons of equipment will be supported. What happened on this day in August 1991 is as they were slowly filling up the tanks with water, so they were slowly sinking below the surface to the seafloor. When they reached 65 meters of depth, they cracked under the pressure, and the whole thing, in a matter of seconds, crashed down to the seafloor, big enough that it caused small but measurable earthquake, a Richter 3 earthquake, and nearly $1 billion loss. And so, of course, there was a huge study, why did this happen? And this was traced down to what was considered at the time state-of-the-art finite element software to analyze the ability of these tanks to withstand, and the parts holding them together to withstand stress. And finite element method in question underestimated the stresses by nearly 50%, and that was the cause of the problem. This can be traced down to problems with consistency, stability, and therefore the convergence of this finite element method. So that's an example. But now you have to realize that anytime you build something these days, anytime you build a bridge or an airplane, it's being tested by these kind of finite element methods and numerical methods. And this is an example of why, as you say, when things look good, when the instabilities are not obvious, that's when it's really dangerous. If the simulations had shown some wildly oscillatory stresses, the analyst running the program would have said something's wrong here and would have probed deeper. In this case, it simply underestimated the stresses, and that wasn't seen. By the way, then when better methods were used to reproduce the calculation, they could predict with great accuracy that the disaster would occur near 60 meters.
Doug, that's very good insight into your address. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I think the other part that I find interesting about this subject is that it really breaks through the traditional categories of pure and applied mathematics. You'll see tools brought up in this area that come from areas of mathematics that we tend to think of as very pure, and yet the questions, things like how do we simulate an oil platform so that we know whether or not it can withstand the pressures it's going to be subject to, are surely very applied. And I see this as emblematic of modern mathematics, where that distinction has really become a fairly meaningless one. Mathematics from all over is brought to bear on asking these interesting questions.
Doug, thank you very much. That's Doug Arnold, who will be speaking on stability, consistency, and convergence, modern variations on a classical theme. That's an AMS-MAA invited address at the upcoming joint meetings, and that'll be Monday morning at 11:10. Doug, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Mike.